That was the same director as the sitcom who's doing the role of Family, and he had said to Caroline Ahern and Craig Cash, the writers, you know, because they'd written this girl part in this young girlfriend, and mm-hmm. he was like, well, I've just worked with this young girl, you know, and he showed them a bit of a video of me, and they went, well, get her in, and we'll have a chat with her and get her to read some of the scripts. So I went along and I was really excited because I watched The Royal Family anyway. I thought it was a great programme. Mm. And I went in and I met Caroline and Craig and the director and producers. And I sat and I just read the script, and they rung the next day to say, yeah, we'd like you to do it. I was so excited. And then, like, a week later, I went off to Ibiza with seven of my friends and I got all my hair braided out there. And I came back for rehearsals mm-hmm. and I was like, don't panic, I'll take it out, don't worry. They were like, no, keep it in, it's fantastic, it's great for the part. So I managed to keep it in a few weeks longer.
That's brilliant stuff. So what kind of interest has there been in the aftermath of the Royal Family? I mean, will you return to the programme itself? Has there been a talk
well,
of that?
Or? There's possibilities of a third series next year. And if that does go ahead, they've said that they would probably keep the girlfriend. So that's something to look forward to next year. The sitcom is hopefully going to be having a second series. But all these kind of things, you know, you never really know. It's all talk, but you can never really know for definite till you've got it down on paper. But, you know, it's still nice things to look forward to. And I've got auditions at the moment and over Christmas for things that are going on next year. So hopefully, I'll keep my fingers crossed. I've done a lot of dramas this year as well, which, you know, real serious acting, which I do enjoy as well, but it's just I want to do it so that it's there and I know that I can do it, but comedy is really the thing I enjoy most. I haven't moved to London for the whole fame and fortune thing. I just really enjoy, I really genuinely enjoy doing this. And, you know, if I could just, I just want to be a respected actress, you know, and earn a living doing what I enjoy. I'm not bothered about the whole fame and all that of it, but I do really enjoy it, and it's something that I've always wanted to do and that I still really want to do. And as long as I want to keep doing it, then hopefully I will.
Do you have any particular dreams, any particular roles you'd think, yeah, I would love to play that one particular role?
Well, there's comedy wise Kathy Burke, I think, is amazing, you know, who did Harry Enfield, and she's done loads. I think her comedy's brilliant, and she's kind of a role model comedy-wise for me. So I'd like to be successful like her, but I'm just taking it one step at a time, to be honest. I'm just enjoying every day, and, you know, my agent gets me auditions. I'll go along, you know, if I get them, great. If not, then go on to the next one, and I'll just kind of take whatever comes, really. I'm not fussy about whether it's, you know, if I do get a theatre audition, I'll still go for it. At the moment, it's not that I've, you know, totally not going to anything to do with theatre. I'd still do that. I'm just taking anything that's coming up at the moment, and I'm enjoying it, and it's great fun down there.